Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back. Over the past few days, I can tell you the English language place names on a number of road signs across Donegal have been daubed, painted over in red paint. However, rather than being seen as an act of vandalism, one Donegal councillor is encouraging for this to continue. I'm joined on the line now by Micheál Cholim Macula Aspig, an independent councillor and chair of the Irish Language Committee for Donegal County Councillor. Micheál Cholim Macula Aspig, Falls Ruth Glor.
Could you imagine Cormac O'Hara? She's a national in my council. To have a mahasanya.
So she had a piece of father Carcador.
So she had a or what to Suez came
a little. But let me ask you this, Micheál. This story, is it true, first of all, that the English language place names are being painted over?
Yes, it is in certain parts of Donegal. I think most of them are being dubbed with red paint around mostly the border area. I think that's where most of them are. There are some, not just in the border area, maybe in the middle of the county, and then there's some to which the Gaeltacht are in, but in the Gaeltacht itself.
So it's within and without the Gaeltacht?
And without, and what I think find interesting is that that the majority of them are outside the Gaeltacht, and that itself says something.
And is it wrong, really, Micheál? Is it wrong to do this?
Well, your introduction to the interview here now would suggest very different. No, that I don't believe it is wrong. I think it's very right. I think it's very moral stance to take. I, as a councillor, would drive my constituency from top to bottom and other areas. I see signage on the roads all the time with gunshots through them. I see them with sexual references on a lot of them. I won't describe them. I see stupid other things written on them as well. And nobody seems to care about that until somebody from the Irish language community decides to take a stand, a moral stand, when we watch our community and our language die.
But it's against the law, Micheál.
Well, Cormac, if you don't mind me saying so. So was Radio Seer Connemara. Which then developed on to Radio na Gaeltachta. So I don't think you or I or anybody else who's passionate about the language would ever criticise that radio station, which was totally and utterly illegal at the time.
Yeah, but that's a different point, isn't it?
Not I mean, really. The I point think here it was is that objective.
These are official signs, and people, you mightn't like it. You mightn't like the English place names, but we have to separate aims and aspirations here from modus operandi. And surely, as an elected official, as an elected politician in Donegal, surely the best way for you to go about this is not to condone the painting over of official signage, but to make your point and persuade people.
Well, look, Cormac, and with respect, I've been doing a fair bit of radio over the last couple of days on this here and other media outlets. And everybody, not everybody, but most are obsessed with painting over a sign instead of maybe actually taking about 2 seconds to breathe and consider why would anybody do this?
Why would they?
And what is the message that they're trying to put out there?
And why would
they? What is it? Well, look, I suppose you need to speak to those that are doing it, the group that's doing it or the individuals or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what I'm reading into this here is this, is that up here in Donegal, where, you know, for most of your political listeners, you know, there is a county up here, way up north, that they seem to forget, and the economic classes. We're a county that is socially and economically deprived. Our wage structure is one of the lowest within the 26 counties completely. We have a beautiful Gaeltacht community, as well you know,
yeah,
that is actually dying. And my village in Ranafarsta is looking on, and last week we lost 7 people. 7 people. How can we sustain a community and keep our language alive?
You know what?
I think the points you make are valid.
However, what has this got to do with painting Letterkenny off a sign?
Because you and I are on radio, on national radio, speaking about this right now. Earlier, News Talk was, and other news outlets throughout the whole 32 counties were speaking about it. And I'm kind of hoping that this isn't just the boredom of August, when some, not you, when some don't really go and do their business and look at other issues that are affecting communities right across rural and urban Ireland.
So do you mean so Irish language community or rural communities in general? Because Ger makes a point. These are the type of people that turned off most people learning the language. If English-speaking people dubbed Irish signs all over the country, how would that look? Disgracefully.
Look, I've been hearing this for years, the same way when I started off. And I'm certainly in there, because you know me, you know I'm not a nationalist, I'm very progressive, I'm extremely left-wing Republican. But I've been hearing this for a long time. When I went into the council first, where I conduct my business fully in Gaelic, because it is my first language, and I want to help be a part of preserving a very ancient, beautiful culture. Mm-hmm. I was told that people like me turns people off learning Gaelic. The people that don't learn Gaelic are people who just don't want to learn Gaelic, and the country's full of them. And that's grand if you don't want to learn Gaelic, or maybe you struggle to learn languages like I would if I had to learn a third language. But there are a high percentage of those who are extremely hostile to any sense of preserving the language.
Really? Well, I'd love to know if people...
you know that yourself, like Carmen.
I'd love to know if people generally to 51551 think you're speaking the truth. So look, you've put your point across. What do you want, finally, really briefly, Micheál? Is it that you want all English language placings removed in Donegal? Is that it?
No. Yes, absolutely. I'd love to see the case where our language gets its first place. To write languages on public property, that makes no sense whatsoever. Letterkenny doesn't mean anything. Ballyshannon doesn't mean anything, but the Gaelic does.
Okay.
And about preserving it. But what more importantly, we need to listen to those who are doing this, because they're not doing it for the crack. They're trying to bring attention, would bring attention to our community, and get the political and economic classes to think about us up here, who are forcing our children to the four corners of the world, who are seeing our community on our ground or on our knees, and a language that is dying because of inaction of government and successive governments and the economic classes.
We hear you loud and clear. That's Councillor Micheál Hullin-Macula-Aspig, Independent Councillor in Donegal. Thank you very much indeed. Míle buíochas, lad.